KPFA Local Station Board Meeting, July 20th, 2024. Thank you. Go ahead, Mike.
I'll now call, do the roll call.
Yeah.
Sharon Adams?
Sharon asked for an excused absence.
Emma Lauer?
Present.
Daniel Borgstrom? Not present. Daniel Borgstrom, not present. Donna Carter?
Present.
Check. Michael Chang, present. Cheryl Davila?
Present.
Cheryl Davila?
Present.
Check. Fred Dosworth?
Present.
Check. Don Goldmarker?
Here.
Check. Leslie Howard?
Leslie asked for an excused absence.
Zach Caldvier?
Here.
Lily Kimura?
Here.
Check. James McFadden? James McFadden? Not present. Elizabeth Smiles?
Present.
Check. Brian Carwell?
Brian asked for an excused absence.
Excuse. Candace Schott?
Here.
Check. Catherine Tektakin?
Here.
Check. Mark Van Landoit? Mark Van Landoit? Not present. Steve Zauser?
Here.
Check. Anthony Fest?
Here.
Check. Phil Muldary?
Here.
Check. Darlene Pagano? Darlene Pagano? Not present. Frank Sterling? Frank Sterling? Not present. Richard Wolinski? Richard Wolinski? Not present. Sherry Gundelman?
Present.
And Antonio Ortiz.
Antonio is not here. He is at a special program today for community radio organizations in California.
So excuse presence? Excused?
Yes.
Okay. All right, this is done. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
Michael,
8.
Can you go back around for the people who were not here and just see if anybody has
joined? Sure. Daniel Borgstrom? Not present. James McFadden?
Excuse me, he is present, Daniel.
I do see Daniel. Daniel, can you connect? We don't see your, we can't hear you.
Yes, I'm here. Daniel here. I had some trouble getting in.
Okay. Check. James McFadden? There's James. James, I see your name.
James, are you?
Can you acknowledge?
Unmute, please, James. James, okay, we'll come back to James later.
Okay, Mark Van Landoit. Mark Van Landoit. Darlene Pagano. Darlene Pagano. Not present. Frank Sterling. Frank Sterling. Okay, James McFadden, can you hear?
Yeah, McFadden, I'm here.
So you're checked. Richard Wolinski? Not present. That's it.
Thank you.
Frank is on the road, but he's on his way.
Thank you, Elizabeth. All right. So it is the custom of our LSV meeting to review standing rules and agreements at the beginning of the meeting. EA, have you posted the standing rules and agreements in the chat?
Yes, they're posted in the chat.
Okay.
Point of personal privilege, please.
What is your point of personal privilege? What is your question?
Why can't we have the chat available to LSB members? Because this goes against the electronic communications policy of
your point of order is not well taken. We will be discussing the chat in a minute.
Excuse me.
The rules are?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
There are two people in the waiting room. One is identified as Prometheus. One is identified as 713. I don't know what your policy on letting them in is.
Admit,
now, Frank, I'll admit.
Admit, please. Thanks.
Do what again?
Admit.
Admit, okay.
Mm-hmm. Fred, please admit anyone. Thank you.
Oh, I didn't know that. Thank you.
Yeah. It is the custom of this meeting to review standing rules and agreements at the beginning of the meeting. KPFA local station boards members will raise hands to be recognized by the chair and speak only when recognized by the chair. Speak respectfully using comfortable volumes. Honor the agenda, including staying on topic, following group procedures, and respecting the directions of the chair and timekeepers. Fred, would you be willing to read in the chat the rest of that?
That form, where would I find it?
In the chat.
Okay, I will happily read that in the chat. Take a second while I find it.
And while Fred is looking for that, I did send to everyone the Pacifica National Board at the Thursday meeting passed a motion regarding disciplinary actions. And so that also will impact our meeting standing rules and agenda, standing rules and agreements. And that also, we will also be talking about the chat in relation, entertaining a motion regarding the chat.
Okay. This is the summary of standing rules and agreements for KPFA local station board meetings. Raise your hands to be recognized by the chair and speak only when recognized by the chair. Speak respectfully using comfortable volumes. Honor the agenda, including staying on topic, following group procedures and respecting the directors of the chair and timekeepers. Honor individual time allotments per share and finish up immediately when your time is over. That is 90 seconds for the first time, 60 seconds for the second time. I understand there's not a third time. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Focus on facts, issues, and proposals. No name calling, no personal attacks, no false accusations. Use attribution of sources and documentation when making statements about other people or groups. Honor board confidentiality, keeping all KPFA job performance information confidential to be shared only within closed session. Video recordings is not permitted at LSB meetings.
Thank you, Fred. I have your motion, Fred. That is that KPFA LSB adopt the following standing rules for KPFA LSB meetings. What's your point of order?
There isn't even an option to be able to communicate in under everyone, so none of the LSB members have a chance to even say stack point of order or present motions or even amendments to motions that are being presented right now, because we only have Zoom tech communication available, co-host Fred, Dale Gabbery, and Lily Kimura. In other words, there's no option for LSB members to be able to communicate to the actual LSB meeting through this chat, which is required.
Your point of order is not well taken.
Excuse me, but this meeting will be considered completely invalid if LSB members will not are not able to communicate to the general.
Your point
LSB.
Of order is not well taken.
This meeting will be considered.
You could raise points of order.
You can raise.
People allowed you back with me with that case, but nevertheless, the hardest people to hold responsible has been and has continued to be the Navy.
Okay. Right now, we're going to continue.
So I'd like to pass the.
Bring the member to order.
Say when the meeting will come to order.
The meeting will come to order.
Continue reading.
I move that the following rules be adopted. If a situation arises during KPFA LSB meeting when a member of the board or a participant are not willing to follow the KPFA LSB standing rules and agreement, that person may be moved into the Zoom waiting room for a period of time designated by the chair, or maybe suspended from the KPFA LSB for a designated period of time by a majority vote of those present. The Zoom chat function will be structured for the use of the KPFA LSB members only for the following purposes: to send proposed motions and requested information to the KPFA LSB.
Point of order.
Secretary. I'm reading a motion to communicate with the KPFA LSB meeting administrators about technical or voting issues. This motion is in alignment with parliamentary procedure that we do not have two meetings going at the same time, one in the chat, one in the meeting. And we will now open for discussion. Please raise your hand if you would like to speak to this motion.
Call on the proposer if you can.
Yeah, Fred, would you speak to the motion, please? And did I have a second?
I second it.
Thank you, Lily. Go ahead, Fred.
It's very important that we actually maintain order. These meetings have tended not to be, tended to be very disordered, and it makes it impossible for us to do our job. This is not repressive. This is not horrible. This is actually, effective at getting us to the position where we can actually do our job and be effective at it and, actually keep KPFA on the air as well as the Pacifica Network on the air. I strongly encourage you support this motion.
Thank you. I cannot see, okay, Elizabeth Milos. And Fred, are you timing people?
I'm just starting. We'll start as soon as we have somebody speaking.
Thank you.
Okay. This motion flies in the face of any kind of democratic validity. Because normally the Zoom chat is supposed to be available to all LSB members according to the electronic communications policy of the Roberts Rules of Order so that we can communicate and present our motions or alternative motions. And in fact, there is a rule to present motions in the chat, which we're not able to do.
No.
And also the so-called majority vote is also a power grab to try to silence people, like has been done before when I was expelled on, without due process. So I would oppose this motion vehemently. And unless this Zoom chat is available to all LSB members so that we can communicate, this meeting could be considered invalid. Thank you very much.
Any further discussion? Anthony Fest.
Yes. Why is this motion being presented when we haven't even approved the agenda yet?
Because it's
real. Don't you approve an agenda before you start dealing with motions?
I will respond to the member. The motion is part, as I explained, is part of our standing rules. And there are new directives. I did send a copy of the motion from the Pacifica National Board to all members at the beginning of the meeting in an email. This motion is to inform our candidates during this meeting so we can be in alignment with the National Board and also in alignment with Robert's Rules of Order. We have not adopted any of the suggested sections of the electronic meeting provisions in Robert's Rules of Order at this time. However, This motion is in alignment with Robert's Rules of Order because there is no provision that says that everyone is supposed to be able to chat with everyone. That what Robert's rules say is that everyone is able to communicate with everyone in the meeting by raising your hand and speaking in an orderly way, addressing all remarks to the chair. Thank you.
Point of order, that does not say that in the Robert's Rules of Order. It says that people should be able to communicate with each other as if they were in an in-person meeting. That's what it says, okay? And in in-person meetings, you would be able to communicate with other LSB members freely, okay? So please do not go changing the Robert's rules, because I know personally that the electronic policy says that.
And what I am, I'm going to clarify one more time. I'm sitting next to our parliamentarian who has just advised me.
I challenge the ruling of the parliamentarian. I challenge that ruling, please.
All remarks must be addressed to the chair.
I am addressing this to the chair that I challenge the ruling of the parliamentarian. And I will challenge it.
Your point of order is out of order.
The motion is in order.
The motion is in order.
I am presenting a point of order, and I challenge, I'm addressing the chair. I want a vote on the ruling of the parliamentarian because it is not valid.
Mr. Secretary, will you please take the roll?
Excuse me, I had my hand up for this whole time and nobody's called on me.
Thank you, Cheryl. I appreciate seeing there are a number of raised hands. And right now we are in a vote regarding a challenge to...
We weren't in a vote when my hand was raised. Before Sherry.
You are out of order. You are not recognized to speak at this time, Cheryl.
The pending motion is the appeal
to the chair. We will now take a vote.
Those in favor of the chair say aye.
Those in favor of the ruling of the chair, please say aye. Mr. Secretary will please take the roll call vote.
By the way, Mark Van Lindowitz has joined us.
Oh, Mark, thank you. Okay,
Mark, thank you.
Go ahead. Mark, do you want to say your name?
Mark Van Lindowitz, present. Apologies for my delay.
You're supposed to have a discussion before you do a vote on this.
Not on a ruling of the chair.
She's not the parliamentarian. Would you ask her to stop?
Rules pertaining to the rules of speaking.
Okay, go ahead with the roll. Michael, please go ahead and take a count.
Okay, Sharon Adams?
Sharon's not here. You don't need to call.
Okay, all right. Emma Auer?
I vote aye.
Daniel Borgstrom?
Daniel votes no.
Donna Carter?
No.
Michael Chang, yes. Cheryl Davila?
No.
Fred Osworth?
Aye.
Don Goldmarker?
Yes.
Zach Caldvier?
Yes.
Lily Kimura?
Yes.
James McFadden?
No.
Elizabeth Milos?
No.
Candace Schott?
Yes.
Catherine Tuckin?
Yes.
Mark Van Lindowitz?
I'm going to abstain because I didn't hear the discussion.
Steve Zauser?
There was no discussion.
It's undebatable.
Steve Zauser?
Is that all?
Are you not here?
I don't think he's here. Well, he's showing. Are you on mute, Steve? Okay, go ahead.
Anthony Fest?
I vote no.
Phil Muldary?
Yes.
Frank Sterling?
This is about the chat, right?
No, this is about the ruling of the chair.
Vote no. Yeah. It has to do with the chat and the anti-democracy. There was no discussion.
You are not recognized by the chair to speak.
I call that member to order. Will you please go on with the vote? Thank you. Yes, I'll vote no, because I would like to use the chat.
Not about the chat.
Sherry Gondelman?
About the chat. Yes, I vote yes, and it's not about the chat, and I want to point out that...
It is about the chat as well.
That arrived had the
please call this person to order. I'm being called to order. Please to call this person to order, please.
Thank you, Sherry. Please continue with the vote.
The count is finished.
Thank you. Okay.
Let me count how many yeses. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Seven.
Steve also voted.
Paul voted no. Voted no. This whole thing is out of order, but I voted no. You can't even communicate with the other LSP members. So, you know, this is...
So the vote is
call the member to order, please. I can't hear the vote. Call the member to order. I can't hear the vote.
Okay.
What's the count?
What is the count, Secretary, please?
10 yes and 7 no.
Okay. The
affirmative 10.
The affirmative 10, negative 7. The chair's ruling is sustained.
And the motion is in order.
And the motion is in order. We will now proceed. I am seeing
There should be 8 no, not 7 no.
Nevertheless, the chair's ruling is sustained.
I voted no. Steve's also voted no.
This is you didn't say when you were called.
We will change it to 8 in this situation. Next time, please, you need to include your vote in a timely way to be included.
Is there any further discussion
on this motion? I see Sherry Gendelman, your hand is raised.
It's not about this motion.
Cheryl Davila had her hand up beforehand. Point of order, please. Follow the staff.
You are not chairing this meeting. Do you get it? You're not chairing the meeting.
You need to mute her, please. Follow the stack. There's a stack. You need to have proper procedure.
I do not see the stack.
Follow the stack. You can't just pick and choose people. You need to have a stack.
Please call Mr. Zelter to order.
I cannot see. Okay, Sherry said Cheryl Davila.
I didn't finish, Carol. I would like to point out, and I would like to parliamentarian, there is a member on this LSB who constantly uses a point of order, abusing that the use of a point of order to constantly interrupt the meeting. And I would like the parliamentarian to rule on each and every point of order that member brings to be not in line with Robert's rules defining a point of order. It's extremely disruptive to the meeting.
Question is on the motion before the floor.
Okay. Thank you, Sherry. Next, Cheryl Davila.
One, I was before her in the queue, and the queue needs to be honored. And you talk about all this rules for the meeting. It's just BS because I've specifically saw Fred Dalsworth like just blurt out stuff. He did not raise his hand. I'm watching the hands raised. And people aren't being... All y'all, and you say you sent an email at the beginning of the meeting. I haven't received that email. And how is that fair to read emails during a meeting when we're supposed to be listening to what the hell is going on? And it's so disruptive and so stressful to be in these meetings. It's really pathetic that they're run in this way and this manner. Why? Because all y'all's egos are so freaking engaged. You can't even have a damn meeting without having all this chaos.
Please find your remarks to the motion and use respectful language.
It was respectful. Because none of y'all being respectful. And don't intrude on my, on my,
my name was mentioned.
It doesn't matter.
It does.
It does
matter. You're still doing exactly what I asked. What you're telling us not to do, you're doing. Your hand wasn't raised.
A point.
You're just blurring stuff out and just being reactionary. And that's the whole problem.
Your time is up.
Everybody's reacting. Chill the fuck out, really. Excuse my language.
A point of personal privilege.
Go ahead, Fred.
Thank you. Calling a member to order does not need to be recognized by the chair, nor does a point of personal privilege need to be recognized by the chair. Cheryl, so please apologize for your attack on me. This is totally, totally inappropriate. We are trying to actually run a meeting that is not absolutely stressful, as you've noted. I agree.
Point of personal privilege. Point of personal privilege. Sherry Gendelman's attack against me, even though she didn't use my name. I know very clearly that this is that she's trying to silence me.
You are not recognized by the chair.
I know, because you recognize people who don't even
conduct this meeting when people are speaking without being recognized by the chair.
Recognize someone now.
Okay. I did not see anybody else's hand up. We will now go to a vote on this motion.
My hand is up. What vote and what motion are you talking about?
You have already spoken twice, Elizabeth.
Let her speak again. All right.
You may speak one more time.
The point that Cheryl is making is that if you conducted these meetings in a more democratic way and actually following the rules, then there wouldn't be so many point of orders needed to begin with. And it's true what Cheryl says. This is the way that you personally, Carol, as secretary, have conducted this meeting is also when Christina Huggins was the chair and previously as well, during this time as well. Unfortunately, the way that this has been conducted is completely anti-democratic. The fact that you don't allow for chats.
I am going to stop you right now. Because
so you can stop me all you want, but that doesn't stop. Well,
you
what
are
I'm trying
not
to say.
Recognized to speak when you are naming people in the meeting.
All right, then I won't name it. I will say the
Thank
chair.
You. Thank you.
Okay, go on another cursor. Is there anyone want the floor? Who wants the floor? I can't see.
Madam that. Secretary, this is okay. Darlene.
Darlene, thank you.
I want to apologize for being late, but I want to answer the roll now.
Okay.
You would like to speak on the motion?
Present.
No, I'm sorry. I was asking for recognition of
Mr.
arrival.
Secretary.
I got it.
Michael got it. Okay. Now, I have a technical issue. I need to pause for a moment. I cannot see at the top of my screen whose hands are raised. So I need to ask. EA, can you please tell me when someone's hand is raised? The next person, top left.
Right now, there's Sherry and then Cheryl.
Okay, Sherry and Cheryl have already spoken. Please drop your hands. Any other person wishes to speak? We will now go to a vote on this motion.
Chair?
Yes.
Can you please read the motion? This has been so disruptive, I have no idea what we're voting on.
Is the motion in the chat, EA?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it's in the chat.
Okay.
Thank you.
Stop these two rules, beginning raise hands to be recognized.
No, that's not it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, the motion, I will read it. Okay. The KPFA-LSB adopts the following standing rules for KPFA-LSB meetings. If a situation arises during a KPFA-LSB meeting when a member of the board or a participant are not willing to follow the KPFA local station board standing rules and agreements, that person may be moved into the Zoom waiting room or removed from the meeting by the chair, or may be suspended from the KPFA-LSB for a designated period of time by a majority vote of those present. The Zoom chat function will be structured for the use of the KPFA-LSB members only for the following purposes: to send proposed motions and requested information to the KPFA LSB meeting secretary, to communicate with the KPFA LSB meeting administrators about technical or voting issues. Will you please take a vote?
Okay, I'm going to call for a vote right now. Emma Auer?
I vote yes.
Daniel Borgstrom?
Will you please read that again?
Oh, motherfucker.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
EA, is it in the chat? The motion?
The chat.
It is in the chat.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, please read it in the chat.
What do you vote, Daniel?
I heard somebody say the
please
really
read
bad
it
word.
In the chat, Daniel. Thank you. Go ahead.
It sounds like something I'll vote no on.
Are you voting no?
What do you vote? Yes or no?
No.
Donna Carter?
No.
Check. Michael Chang, yes. Gerald Davila?
Pass.
Fred Osworth?
Yes.
Don Goldmacher?
Yes.
Zach Caldevere?
Yes.
Lily Kimura?
Yes.
James McFadden?
No.
Elizabeth Milos?
No.
Candace Schott?
Yes.
Catherine Tuckin?
Yes.
Mark Van Dandoit?
Yes.
Steve Zauser? Steve Zauser? Are you here?
He's here. He's muted. I've asked him to unmute several times.
He may not be present. He may have his box here.
Continue. Anthony Fest? Anthony Fest?
No.
I would like to object to that statement by the chair against Steve Zeltzer.
Maldari?
Please continue. Your objection is out of order.
More people from other shoreline communities, no. Right? So we do have to find ways to coordinate and come together for one objective. Goal is to...
So Steve Zeltzer, do you vote yes or no?
It looks like...
He just said no.
It looks like his connection failed.
Go ahead.
Phil Maldari?
Yes.
Darlene Pagano?
Yes.
Frank Sterling? Sherry Gondelman?
Sorry, I took a minute to unmute. I'll vote no.
Frank Sterling?
Sorry, it took me a minute to unmute. I'll vote no.
I got Sherry Gondelman?
Yes.
Counting yeses, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
You were, I passed.
Eight,
are you
nine,
coming
ten,
back to
11,
Cheryl
12.
Davila?
12, yes.
Are you coming back to Cheryl Davila?
Who's talking?
Oh, Cheryl Davila, passed, Michael. Can you go back to her, please?
Pass means what?
Oh, pass means, you have to go back to them. It means that they are waiting
to vote.
You don't know why I'm waiting, so don't come to a conclusion. No.
All right.
And Steve Zeltzer said no.
That's the problem.
Steve Zeltzer, do you say yes or no?
He already said no.
I did not hear Steve Zeltzer. I'm going to ask everybody, please do not speak out.
Okay, he's just asked the meeting room.
Steve Zeltzer is in the waiting room. Please admit.
I let him in.
To help me buy groceries.
I vote no.
Very good.
So I don't think I'm going to.
I vote no.
You are not muted.
I vote no on this resolution.
Can somebody help Don Goldmacher buy his groceries?
It has its own super fund. Don?
since
so I count 12, yes? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, no.
Announce affirmative 12.
Negative. Affirmative 12, negative, no.
8,
no.
The motion is adopted.
The motion is adopted.
It's now enforced.
That rule is now enforced, and I'm going to ask people, please do not call out during the meeting. Please do not speak when you are not recognized by the chair during the meeting, so that we do not, and please do not refer to other people personally, engaging in personalities in the meeting, so that we don't have to use these rules for disciplinary action. Let's try and proceed with the meeting in a way so that we can conduct our business. There's a lot we need to be addressing right now, and let's move forward. Thank you. Okay, Cheryl, what is your question? Cheryl,
I don't have a question. I have a comment. I just think that this was unfair.
That's not appropriate. You are not recognized by the chair, Cheryl. Consider the agenda.
I was recognized, actually.
Shall the agenda, is there any,
Okay, are there any, additions? I will now entertain a motion to approve.
Please put the agenda in the chat as required, please.
The agenda was sent out. It's not required.
Yes, it was required to put all the motions and all the agendas are required to put in the chat.
Call the member to order.
Okay. I'm going to clarify that, Elizabeth Milos, you are not recognized by the chair. Okay. I will now entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
I
oppose.
Seconded.
It is moved and seconded to adopt the agenda.
I oppose. I oppose.
Okay. Elizabeth, you are not recognized by the chair.
I am opposing the adoption of the agenda, and I demand that we be allowed to speak.
Nobody asked you yet, Elizabeth. I'm going to entertain discussion on the agenda, and we will go to a vote.
Point of personal privilege.
Yes.
And I can't hear Steve Elster's background noise. It is just overwhelming the meeting. I can't hear it. Please ask Mr. Zelter to mute himself when he's not speaking.
Thank you.
Okay. If there's no discussion, we will go to a vote on the agenda.
If there's no discussion, I
don't understand.
What about the other?
Okay. Does he want to add something to the new business? Okay, if there's no discussion.
If there's no discussion about the agenda, we will now.
There is discussion.
There is discussion.
I have my hand up.
Okay, go ahead.
There were additional points on the agenda that were added last night. They were sent in.
Okay.
There was a motion to reinstate the apprentice program. That was on the agenda.
Thank you. I am waiting for a motion to add something to the agenda.
If there's no objection, we'll add that as new business.
He is not the maker of the motion. I was waiting to.
There was you illegally silenced the person who made that motion to defend to reinstate the apprentice program. She has been silenced. Lisa Milos has been silenced by you and this and your buddy.
You're out of order, Steve.
If there's no objection.
Well, the maker of the motion, it was silenced by you.
You are
the
out of order.
The motion was to add to the agenda.
We cannot proceed.
The motion was to reinstate
the apprentice
program.
We cannot proceed while you are talking. We cannot conduct our business. Thank you.
Chair?
There were three motions presented.
I am recognizing Darlene Pagano.
This might be a point of parliamentary inquiry. If you are using the general rules, orders that is used by the PNB. There has to be a 24-hour notice to have a anything added to the agenda. Of course, when we are in the meeting after we have when we are in the meeting, then a motion can be raised. Then I agree with you. We have to wait for it to be raised in this meeting. If it was not offered 24 hours in advance, it doesn't automatically go on the agenda. Thank you.
Candace, where are we with time on this item?
2 minutes.
Madam Chair?
I believe 2 minutes is over. Is that correct?
No, well, it was allowed for 5 minutes, and we have 1 minute and 58 seconds left.
Okay. I have my hand up.
Madam Chair?
Elizabeth, you don't need to tell me you have your hand up. Please be quiet.
Madam Chair?
Okay, I'm going to now...
Madam Chair?
Call on Elizabeth Milos.
Thank you. There were three motions that were presented. That rule of 24-hour rules doesn't seem to apply when all of you want to present motions, in fact, at the last minute, like you've done several times, including the cab motion that you presented when we had to have cabs. You presented a motion at the same time of the meeting that was not sent 24 hours in advance. The motions that were presented, one was presented by Daniel Borgstrom regarding requesting that the fund drive, the summer fund drive, be reinstated, re-implemented for KPFA, which was and to ask questions regarding why this was not why the fund drive has been suspended. Also, the motion to reinstate the First Voice apprenticeship program and expand it as well was presented through the closed list, LSB list, as well as the motion to desist, requesting that the PMB member, who is basically holding Pacifica hostage with a so-called settlement agreement, which pretends to change the STB voting and the runner-up system, which violates the bylaws, as well as our own KPFA PNB director, who was the person to present this motion to begin with, desist from that, from doing so, because it violates.
Elizabeth, your time is up.
Madam Chair, again, point of parliamentary procedure on that.
Go ahead, Darlene.
Sorry to keep interrupting. There is quite a misunderstanding. All of those motions can be, introduced to this meeting, examples that Elizabeth Milos has already given, but it was not pre-authorized to be on the agenda. It has to be raised as a motion. It's perfectly reasonable to raise it as a motion in the meeting.
So I'm raising it as a motion then.
Is that for the approval of the agenda?
Three motions will be taken up under new business.
I'll second.
I do not have a copy of the three motions. I do have a copy of what I received from Daniel Borgstrom.
It was sent to the closed list, so you should have it.
I didn't.
Daniel, are you making a motion?
No, to put on the agenda. Put it on the agenda.
Daniel, yes. Are you making yes, a motion sir, could, to put
yes,
this
I'm making a motion,
put your motion on the agenda?
Could I read it?
You
just put it on the
agenda.
Please share the topic, Daniel.
Okay, can you hear me in the first place? Can you hear
what
me?
What is the topic, yes, of the agenda? Of
it's the fun drive.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. We can add that to the agenda.
I'm also presenting a motion.
Shall I read it now?
No, Daniel. Under new business. It's under new business.
Okay. The other two motions were also sent. Please include them in the agenda. I'm presenting that motion, and that was seconded already by Cheryl. Those two motions, the motion to desist and the motion for the first voice.
What are the topics, please?
I just mentioned that the first voice, the expansion, the re-implementation expansion of the first voice apprenticeship program within the context of the attack that the Project 2025 is directing towards specific, and this would be a very important action and educational purpose.
Do not discuss the topic. That's enough. Please
okay.
write the topic.
I'm sorry, and also the motion to desist. Okay, I will write it in the chat. Yes.
Just put the topic, and then we'll get to it later. Okay. I only heard one. On the agenda.
I seconded it earlier.
What's the third one?
There's no need. Okay, go ahead. Elizabeth, what is the third motion? I heard the apprenticeship program in 2025.
So am I being recognized? Just to make sure. Okay. The other one is the motion to desist. Basically is that we're asking the PMB member, who is basically holding a Pacifica hostage with her threat of a lawsuit, that we cannot make changes to any bylaws with the threat of a lawsuit hanging over our heads, because that's
your motion is out of order.
I haven't even gotten to the part of where basically the motion to desist should be discussed.
Your motion is out of order.
Based on what?
Put it on the agenda under new business.
Yeah. Under new business.
It's on the
Thank
agenda
you.
Under new business.
Thank we'll, you.
But okay. it will be out of order. Okay. We will now proceed with the minutes. Are there any corrections to the minutes?
There's no objections.
Yes, there's objections to the minutes, please.
I'm not asking for objections. I'm asking for corrections.
Yes, corrections.
What words do you want to strike out? What words do you want to insert?
I'm asking, am I recognized?
Yes. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
Okay. The corrections is that
any corrections, proposed corrections to the minutes.
I would like for you, the chat doesn't allow me to communicate with the rest of the members. So I don't know why you wrote me in the chat, but anyways, the corrections I would like to make for the record is to strike out the corrections that I would like to make for the record is to strike the letter of appreciation, because that was not submitted to the LSB. It was a decision made by certain individual board members. And was not presented to the LSB. We're not opposing a letter of appreciation, but you all voted down the emergency resolution for Palestine in the March meeting. That was included and that was submitted appropriately, but the letter of appreciation was not. So it should not be part of the minutes. It could be at the end if you like, but it should not be considered part of the minutes.
Hey, Elizabeth, you're motivating it right now on the motion. Say your correction is to strike out the letter. Is that correct?
To strike out the letter of appreciation because it was not formally submitted to the LSB.
I do not need to motivate it, Elizabeth. Just try and be concise if you can.
Okay. Ready to vote on the correction.
Okay, we're ready to vote on the correction. I have been advised that it is in order to include a report back on something that was discussed at the meeting, to include a report back in the minutes regarding something that was discussed in the meeting. So it is appropriate to leave it and if you support the minutes as they are, please vote yes.
No.
Point of order.
Vote no on the motion. Please vote no on.
I have a point of order.
If you're in favor of striking it out, please vote
yes.
Yes. If you
hello,
like
point
to
of order.
The letter in, please vote no. Yes.
I'd like to amend my motion to put it at the end as a report back, but not within the minutes, because that's not where it belongs.
Okay. Say that. That's
okay.
Is there any objection to taking it out of the minutes and putting it at the end of the minutes? Is there any objection?
We will now go ahead.
Point of order.
Go ahead.
Point of order. Can anybody hear? There was never a vote on the agenda.
It's still pending.
Why are we talking about the minutes when there wasn't a final vote on the agenda as amended?
Is there any objection to adopting the agenda?
Is there any objection to adopting the agenda as amended?
Okay, without objection. Objection, the agenda is adopted. Say that.
Without objection, the agenda is adopted.
Now, the correction to the minutes is to...
Now, we will now move on to talk about the correction of the minutes. And there is a correction to the correction, and the correction to the correction is to put it at the end. And I would like to keep it in the section, we can keep it where it is. Or move it to the end. Shall we move it to the end? We'll vote on that first.
Those in favor?
If you're in favor, raise your hand, please.
Or say aye.
Steve Zelter's in favor, so is Elizabeth Milos. They both have their hands up.
Okay, if you are against moving it to the end, raise your hand.
Would you please give more time? People are having difficulty getting hold of their hands.
So what are we...
Why is the procedure changing?
Why, what are we voting on?
We're voting on the correction to the correction of the minutes.
Just say the correction to move.
The correction to move it to the end. Yeah.
So
shall we move the
letter? Shall we move it to the end? If you want to move it to the end, raise your hand.
End of?
End of the minutes.
Okay. And, please take account of the hands raised, Mr. Secretary.
And what is the, what are the hands raised for now? What was
if you
the question?
Want to move it to the end.
End of the minutes.
End of the minutes. If you want to move it to the end of the minutes.
As a report back.
As a report back. Okay, what's the count? Michael?
I count six. Raised hand. Raised hands.
When you're opposed.
Everybody put their hands down, please.
Madam Chair, we've come to the end of the time there.
Okay, we will now take
those opposed.
Those opposed.
To move it to the end.
To move it to the end of the agenda.
Minutes.
End of the minutes. And we'll vote on the minutes.
Yeah. What's the count? We run the correction, get the count with the negative.
What's the count, please?
As of now, it's 7.
8.
8.
8.
Okay, 6 in favor, 8 opposed. The motion, the correction is not adopted.
The correction is not adopted. We will now vote on accepting the minutes.
I also oppose another section of the minutes. I oppose another section of the minutes as well.
Okay, we'll vote on the proposal for correction of the other section.
State your correction.
State your correction.
There's a direct omission related to reference being made to my name actually being used as a person who stopped. Because my name is being used, I will use the name of the other person who was making a report, Sherry Gendelman. The reason why I did so is not stated. The reason during the town hall, Sherry Gendelman was presenting Pacifica Safety Net.
You please present your correction.
My correction is that you should include the reasons why, my actions were necessary.
The comments that you made were ruled out of order in the meeting, so they do not. They are not included in the minutes. We will now go ahead with a vote on the minutes as presented.
Are there any further corrections? Are there any further corrections? Just say, are there any further
corrections? Are there any further corrections?
Since there are no more
corrections. Since there's no more corrections, well, now the minutes are approved. Okay, the minutes are approved. Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
It is now 11:57 and we haven't even gotten to the agenda.
Okay, go on with the first item on the agenda. Go on with the next.
The first item of the agenda is
Treasurer's report.
EA, could you please go ahead and share the Treasurer's report. And Fred Dodsworth is going to make the Treasurer's report for on behalf of Christina because she's ill today.
Okay, I'm going to have to find that. And that's going to take me a minute.
Well, I can introduce it while you're starting, Fred. If you look, you can see that this is a chart that shows the revenue, net expenses, and whether or not a station has a loss.
I found it.
Or profit.
Okay, tell him to go ahead.
Go ahead, Fred.
The first chart shows the revenue and expenses and profit losses for each station for fiscal year 2023 and the first quarter of fiscal year 2024 through December. More recent information has not been published. You can see how each station is doing. The second chart shows interdivisional transfers.
Hey, let's stop, Fred, there. If there's any discussion or questions about the first chart.
I do have a comment to make.
Go ahead, Elizabeth.
Why have none of these information been sent to all of us in by email so that we could look at them and review them appropriately instead of seeing them in small little letters on the screenshot? We never get any of the financial information that's presented here appropriately. We don't even get it sent to us by email. So I would like to request that this be sent by email, please.
May I respond?
Thank you. Go ahead, Fred.
The information is visible and does not require any intense exploration of the exact precise numbers. You can see this, the pattern. It's very, very clear. It's been presented in a fashion that should be available and quickly discernible by any person who can actually see the screen. One of the problems I really have with the PNB and with the LSB is they attempt to micromanage every little thing. I do not believe that the LSBs have the responsibility to figure out down to the penny what each variance is. The variance is very, very clear. If you look at it, KPFA is doing very, very well, except for we are owed an enormous sum of money by the PNB.
Point of personal privilege.
If they're not doing as well, do not interrupt me. The other stations are not doing as well, and we're hoping to try to get them all to do as well as KPFA so that KPFA doesn't have to support the entire network.
Point of personal privilege.
Pretty clear.
And point of order as well.
Okay.
We're not going to discuss.
Please, let's go to the second slide, please, and if you can explain that slide, Fred.
Okay, are we going to the second slide yet?
The report.
Are you ignoring raised hands?
What's that?
Oh.
We're in the middle of a report.
We're in the middle of a report. Let's finish the report and then we can discuss these. Go ahead. EA, can you go to the second slide, please?
The second chart shows the interdivisional transfers among the stations in Pacifica from the available Pacifica audits. The first column shows the years 2011 to 2021. And you'll see again that the transfers from Pacifica to the network have been enormous.
Sorry, let me get that. I misunderstood.
Thank you.
Shall I continue?
Yes.
The second column shows money KPFA borrowed from the network or other stations.
Start again, Fred, because I think people are now looking at the chart. And if you can go slowly, I will use my pointer, okay?
The second chart shows the interdivisional transfers among the stations and Pacifica from the available Pacifica audits. The first column shows the years 2011 to 2010. That's a decade, folks. The second
2021, Fred.
2011 to 2021, my apologies. I'm a little stressed out because these...
Go that way!
These meetings are extremely stressful.
Which one do you want to go to? I don't care.
Who's interrupting me?
That is Frank Sterling.
Frank, please mute yourself.
Member to order.
Sorry about that. I had to rejoin and I thought I was on mute. My mistake.
Thank you, Frank. The second column shows money KPFA borrowed from the network or other stations. You can see that the money that was borrowed was paid back promptly, by the way. The other columns show how some stations, particularly WBAI, have been on an escalating borrowing spiral increasing over the years. By the by, it's up to almost $9 million now. This trend has continued into the high station building rental expenses. PRA is how much the Pacific Archives have borrowed to be self-sustaining. It's kind of ironic because they can't borrow to be self-sustaining, but there it is. On the columns on the right, you can see how much is owed to the Pacifica National Office and KPFA as of 2021 for the expenses due to deficits at the other stations. The money owed to the National Office should have been used for services like audits, elections, insurance, personnel support, and bylaws mandated by the CFO to handle financial matters nationally. Also, as an aside, it would have allowed us to keep the Nagapan building. It would have allowed us to keep the Houston building and repair it. And it would have allowed us to have kept the KPFK building. But all that is in the past now. KPFA stopped paying central service fees for a period of time in 2022 and 2023 in an attempt to recuperate some of the unpaid loans. And this has been somewhat reduced the money owed to KPFA. Central service fees are not based on services rendered. They have been based on a percentage of revenue. Thus, KPFA pays much higher fees by many, many thousands than the other stations, and three of the other stations pay little to nothing. The Pacifica bylaws mandate for all stations to be as nearly self-sustaining as possible. You can see that several stations are a financial drain on the self-sustaining stations and the affiliate stations that have also lent Pacifica money. I appreciate the efforts of the current national board and the executive director to help all stations to become sustaining. And I even though this is not my report per se, I wholeheartedly support Stephanie's work to actually make this station, this network, functional. Thank you.
Are there any questions on the treasurer's report? And I'm going to ask Fred, I cannot see hands, so can you please tell
me? We've got Sherry Gendelman, we've got Donna Carter, and we've got Elizabeth Milas with her hands raised.
Go ahead, Sherry.
Sorry, I forgot to take my hand down.
That was okay, we've got Donna Carter and Elizabeth Milas and Cheryl Davila with hands raised.
Donna, go ahead.
Okay, first of all, we should have had this information sent to us ahead of time so that we could, you know, you can't digest, is it hundreds or dozens of numbers in 30 seconds? That's the first point. The second point is that the presentation of this material is as if it were a candidate's chance to get votes. I really object to that. The information should be presented, as Stephanie Wells does, at the meetings, at the PNB meetings, in a professional and unbiased manner, plus, minus, et cetera. Those are my objections. That's my point. Thank you.
Thank you. Elizabeth, as a PNB member, do you want to comment on the numbers, Donna? Our treasurer, I want to remind you that our treasurer is very ill and was not able to be with us today. And, but you're welcome to, these are numbers which you as a PMB member, are probably more familiar with. You want to comment on the, amount of payables and receivables among the stations and to help people understand it better. Go ahead, Donna.
Well, not really, frankly. It's not my specialty. But let me think if I can make a comment. I believe that Stephanie and her staff are doing a very good job of making sure that things are getting paid as much as possible due to the large amount of money owed by Pacifica. That will be all I have to say.
Point of information.
Go ahead, Darlene. What's your question?
I do have the question. Will the chair send these charts out to members of the PMB?
I will. I will request it of the treasurer.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead. Next is Elizabeth Milos. And
I could go after Cheryl Davila.
Oh, you're next. Please go next, Elizabeth.
Yes. I second Donna's comments regarding the fact that this was not sent to us. I also am opposed to the biased way that this information is being presented by our LSB member here, who is also a PMB director. And also, there seems to be this continued narrative of attacking Pacifica and attacking WBAI when the terms of the lease of the Empire State Building after they lost their transmission license was signed by the PMB, unfortunately, and it included an 8% increase per year of the lease for be able to transmit, and that was signed by the PMB. And as a network, we should be sticking together instead of attacking sister stations and trying to close them down and attacking them through FCC petitions such as members on this LSB have been doing.
I'd like to respond to that.
Go ahead, Fred.
We're not attacking WBAI. Nobody is threatening to close WBAI. I really find your comments offensive, Elizabeth. This is really part of the problem. We are asking the people at WBAI to increase their listenership and to get the listener support that KPFA has. And we are moving, fortunately, very much in that direction. I really, really think you have miscategorized this. And the signing of the lease was back in 2000. When 9/11 happened,
it was
a long time ago. Ballooning. Don't interrupt me. Not interrupt me.
I apologize.
Thank you. It was a long time ago, and that lease is no longer functioning. So I really think blaming that for the continued losses at WBAI is a red herring. Anyway, thank you.
Point of personal privilege.
Cheryl Davila. Cheryl,
so would be, I ditto Elizabeth and Donna's remarks in regards to not receiving this information previously. And actually, I disagree with the comment that variances, you don't need to see, because you should understand the variances and why numbers are swaying or different, and that's just transparency. And actually, full transparency, it would be nice to see the full financial statements and analyze those to see actually like what's going on and how those numbers are made up, instead of just seeing it on a small screen and hearing the biased commentary is really annoying, and I feel unprofessional and not necessary. Should just stick to the numbers and keep personal points out of the presentation, because that's not really fair, and it's egocentric in a way.
Downtown. I want to go out on Saturday in the Shattuck Cinemas.
Who's talking, please? Please mute yourself.
And I apologize for calling out a name, but it's just super annoying, all the things that go on in this. And I hope it continues or will in the future be better than it is, has been in the past. And praying for a better tomorrow.
Cheryl.
Thank you.
Questions for Fred's report.
Anthony Fest.
Yes, my comment is that we are the KPFA LSB. We are not the PNB, nor are we the WBAI LSB. So rather than comparing KPFA to other stations, our treasurer's report ought to focus on the financial status of KPFA. That's where our authority lies. My question is, why is there no summer fund drive? We were told there was a bequest, but we don't know how much it was. And even if it was substantial, that was obviously a one-time event, not to be repeated. The IGM himself told us that four of the last five fund drives have fallen short of their goals. So it seems quite careless is too kind a word to abandon a summer fund drive when we've been hearing constantly financial crisis, more so, I guess none of the bequests will go to the national office, whereas if we had a drive, some of it would go to the national office and help pay the salary of this executive director, which whom people seem to have a high opinion. So I don't know if there's even anyone present that knows the answers to these questions, such as how much the amount of the bequest was. I sure would like to hear it if there is.
Your time is up.
Go ahead, Philip.
Actually, Donald was on the list and fell off. I assume that's because he had a problem.
Philip and then
Donald. I didn't lower my hand. Somebody else must have lowered it.
Oh, okay. Donald, go
ahead. Can I speak to that? Everybody, please, on the LSB and on the Zoom, everybody should know when there is a loud sound in your room, the Zoom assumes that you have spoken. And unless you are really quick on it and say, please keep my hand up, it will lower your hand. Nobody is lowering anyone else's hand. Nobody is doing this. Please, Donald, if you got something to say, can you say it, please?
Well, thank you, Fred. All I've been listening to for over an hour now is complaints. And frankly, it's a broken record.
I can barely hear you. You have to speak up.
I will speak up. How's that, Phillips? Any better?
Better.
Okay, so I've been on this call for over an hour, listening to a small clack of people complain about everything. And nowhere is there acknowledgement here of what this report actually is saying, that we're the only viable station in this network and that we keep this network going. I think it is appropriate for us to be able to comment about the fact that if it were not for KPFA's members, this network would no longer exist. That's number one. Number two, if you don't like the news, make some of your own. Isn't that the slogan we love? Well, go out and make some real news instead of fetching in here all the time that this meeting is being misrun. KPFA is not being run properly. We're not raising enough money, but somehow we're raising enough money to support the other stations. Make up your mind and decide whether you as an elected member of the LSB are here to support this station or whether you're just here to criticize. If you're just here to criticize, it's getting really old. And the interruptions by individual members are really not okay. Behave like an adult, please.
Go ahead. And then Philip was next.
In answer to a couple of questions, the reason why we're talking about the other stations is that the other stations are running a deficit that is pulling us down and could result in the collapse of the whole foundation. So again, this is a report on KPFA's finances, but again, KPFA can't do it by itself. With regard to the cancellation of the summer drive, the summer drive has always been the smallest drive, raising the least amount of money, and it actually detracts from the fall drive because you might imagine that we're passing up money that's easily available. We're not. That money hopefully will accrue for the September drive, which is a much better time to raise money than the middle of August. In addition to all of that, we have new FCC guidelines on what we can say with regard to premiums. I'm sure all of you have some knowledge of this, but it is a major turnover in how we raise money. We have to learn how to raise money without selling premiums the way we did in the past. This is going to require re-educating all of those on the air and how they ask for money and how they use premiums. And we're in the process of doing that. Everyone who's on the air is taking a class online that's 90 minutes long on what you can say and can't say about premiums. We are no longer Gary Null selling magic potions on the air drive up fund totals.
Your time is up, Philip, but you can speak again if there's time. Okay.
Elizabeth, I think I've done. I think I filled in everything I wanted to say.
Oh, Darlene. I'm sorry, Darlene.
Frank Sterling's got his hand up and he hasn't spoken yet. And then Darlene's got her hand up and she hasn't spoken yet.
Okay. Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, I would also add that I'm just concerned about, well, as Philip explained, the fund drive is not as big in the summer, but I still think we should have done it. But besides that, I am concerned, as Philip touched on, about the way we're going to do fund drives. I think being under the microscope, and those are not my words, but the compliance officer's words, I have taken the training. I don't know if the LSB folks can. But I'm sure some of the people that, are like produce or on there, you know, have to take it. So you could see what we're up against now. The fund drives are going to be dramatically changed. We can't just play a long clip of a DVD and then talk about the film. So things are dramatically changing. I feel that might have something to do with the summer fund drive being canceled. I also sent a request, to management. I thought I clicked on the all staff list, but apparently I didn't. But I think we're going to need some more clarification and guidance after taking that class. Basically, everything we've been doing, where most people, you can't do that no more. And the compliance officer, as nice as he may sound, he is a compliance officer for the FCC and said that he would be, you know, obligated to report us, and he's going to be monitoring our airwaves. And, so we are going to have to be
extra careful. Time is up.
Okay. I'll just end on that. We're going to have to be extra careful. And I am concerned that, we might need a little bit more guidance on what we can and can't do other than the training.
Okay. Darlene hasn't spoken yet.
this was about financial reports. I am the chair of the National Finance Committee of the PMB, as well as out of you all electing me as a director to the PNB, there are a lot of numbers that we would love to send to you, including Stephanie Wells, every meeting report on finances in open sessions. But there's been a problem the last two, 3 months, which is the meetings are being are under attack. Both the NFC and the PNB, it starts out with like huge amounts of discussions about, agendas and minutes. And then if we actually get through that, it is, a sound barrage of people, a cacophony, and will not stop. And the meeting cannot go on because nobody can hear and then follow what's being said by the chair or the recognized speaker. There have been any number of meetings now, PNB and NFC both, in which basically the meeting had to be abandoned before we got to being able to discuss the finances. That is why you're not getting what was being sent for a while, which was a copy of the executive director's financial report for the whole system.
Darlene, your
in
time
terms of open sessions. Thanks.
Okay, Frank and Darlene, please put your hands down. We have
thank you.
We have Elizabeth Milos. We have actually Steve Zeltzer hasn't spoken, so I guess he goes next.
Go ahead, Steve.
Okay, I think it's very serious what's going on with this monitor of the FCC. And I think everyone on this board should realize that this monitor if he makes it a determination that Pacifica can't handle fundraising properly, they could shut down Pacifica. And we face a situation in this country with the rise of fascism and a likely Trump government, that they will shut down Pacifica. It's mentioned in Project 2025. Pacifica is specifically mentioned. They do not want people to hear what's on the air at Pacifica. So I am very concerned that a Trump government will immediately shut down Pacifica using the justification that it's under monitorship and they're not following the proper procedures. So we have to ask ourselves, who would go to the FCC and file a complaint to put Pacifica and WBAN under monitorship? And why would they do something like that? I consider that a COINTELPRO operation, that you would go to the government, this government, which wants to corporatize media and demand that the government take over the running or oversight of the operation of Pacifica and the stations. So this backlash now among the staff at KPFA is justified.
Mr. Zeltzer.
It did not have to happen. It did not have to happen. It happened because of a complaint made by members of this KPFA board. That's what they did.
Your time is up. Please stop.
Can I respond to that?
You can call in.
No.
Go ahead, Fred.
Thank you. The FCC actually gave the Pacifica Network an enormous, enormous gift. They could have fined us for all the profits for all of our illegal fundraising actions. And that's something you need to understand. It's illegal.
Point of order.
Can I speak? Am I allowed to speak, Elizabeth?
There's a point of order.
Go ahead, Fred.
Okay. The sum that we could have been fined would have been multi-millions of dollars. Instead, I'm having somebody speaking over this. Can somebody find out who that is and tell me? Stop them.
Eve is broadcasting again.
Okay. Could have cost us many, many millions of dollars. Instead, they gave us a very small penalty, $20,000, and they are working with us hand in hand to make sure that we learn how it has to be done. These are the public waves. We don't own these waves, and we have to abide by the rules. I think that we were lucky that we got positive people to bring this to the attention rather than people who wanted to shut us down. Because if it wanted to shut us down, they easily could have shut us down. Now, Mr. McFadden is next for his 90 seconds.
Thank you. I just wanted to second what Steve Zeltzer said, that internally we should be dealing with these things, and to go outside, I think, brings a real threat to the entire network, including KPFA, and this is, a real problem. So although somebody might think they had justification for this, in the end, the blowback that can happen right now, considering the environment we're in, is really a threat. And I think we need to figure out what we're going to do about that. We have to figure out what we can do to get us back in order, and not all of the bickering and internal fighting, for control, and just attacking other stations. We need to figure out how, as a network, we can all gather together and keep us together, because we're going to need something like Pacifica in the future. We just don't need to have this kind of internal fighting amongst people that is going to destroy the network. And I realize some people are seeing, gosh, if we could sell one of those stations, we can get a big chunk of money, but that just can't be the action. The whole network's going to go down if this continues.
I appreciate what you said, James, and agree with you, and would remind
Excuse me, he hasn't been recognized.
Fred, I'm going to call on Sherry Gendelman. Go ahead, Sherry.
So we just passed a motion, seems like 100 hours ago, that
Sherry, I can barely hear you. You have to speak up.
And please mute yourself.
I just muted Stan.
We just passed a motion at the beginning or somewhere in this meeting that members have to abide by a certain protocol, and if they continually interrupt the meeting through the ruse of point of order or any other procedure, that they can be moved to the waiting room and eliminated from the meeting. And I'm going to ask, I don't know why I voted yes on that motion if nobody's going to enforce it. That's all I have to say.
Okay, we have Elizabeth Milos.
I would like to speak to the motion, to the report. So I want to say that in relation to the FCC compliance issue, I was a person who brought to the PNB twice my concerns. One of my deepest and most profound concerns was that people were trusting that they would call in and pledge money to the station with the understanding that they would receive a thank you gift. And there were thousands of thank you gifts that have not been sent out. And to me, that raises very, very serious ethical questions. And people attempted to address that in terms of legal action, and people, and I wrote to the board and wrote about my concerns about FCC issues, and those were ignored twice. And I was, so I want to say that it was not resolved internally. And when other stations are using money in ways that are not ethical and are inappropriate within our organization, we have to address it. And when we can't address it, then we have to address it other ways. And I am very grateful that it was addressed in a way that was as helpful as it can be. And the most important thing for us is to keep our stations on the air, keep KPFA on the air. If we lose our station building, it will be very hard to keep KPFA on the air.
Here, your time is up.
Public comments.
Okay, it is now time for public comments.
I was on stack.
It is now time for public comments. So we will go into public comments. And I'm going to ask Fred, because I can't see people's hands, to please call in people for public comments. Public comments are for people who are members of the public. They are not for members from other stations in governance at other stations. They have opportunities to speak. People in public comments, if they are candidates, you are welcome to share your candidacy. You are not, we ask that you
point of personal privilege.
Excuse me, I am speaking. You do not have the floor.
You're making a ruling about whether or not PMB directors or anybody else from other stations can speak from...
you are not recognized by the floor to speak.
That is an illegal ruling. It has not even been...
No, it is not, Elizabeth.
Sir,
mute
her.
Calling on Darlene Pagano. Go ahead, Darlene.
No, it is not. The PMB has had discussions on both PMB members and also on station LSB members using a public comment time, and the answer is no, not at all. You do not use public time, and that is the that is in effect.
Thank you, Darlene. Okay, we will now go ahead with public comments, and I do want to remind people that the standing rules for our LSB apply to public comments. That means no naming people and making accusations by name, and we will now call on the first person. Go ahead, Fred. I think it's Stan has his hand up.
Well, actually, there's somebody, I think, they're called Facts Are Not Bias. I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Is that, can you identify yourself, Facts person? Oh, ask you to unmute.
Okay. Yeah, they don't have to say their name.
Yeah, but if they are a member of another station, of another station's LSB, they are prohibited from speaking during public comments.
If you are a member from another station, we ask that you not speak in our meeting. Go ahead.
Are you?
Fred, who are you calling on?
Steve.
Oh, Stan?
Well, it was Steve.
Steve. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi. quite an interesting meeting. I don't believe I've ever heard a producer advocate for extending or having a fund drive. That last fund drive in the winter got extended, and it was really detrimental to the radio experience as a listener. So I welcome the news that we're not having a summer fund drive. Give us a little pause and let the radio thrive. I like the comment about go make your own news. The general manager at WBAI resigned at the finance committee meeting Wednesday. So those people that seem to think that they know how to run radio stations and Pacifica, there's your opportunity. Make an application. Go be the GM at WBAI. Go show them your brilliance and your wisdom. We're obviously unable to appreciate it, and I'm sure they'll welcome you with open arms. And I love that chart, Fred. I think facts are helpful. There's a lot of conflict. So the best way to resolve conflict is to stick to the facts.
Thank you, Steve. Your 90 seconds is up. The next person to speak, I think, is Philip or Phil Messina.
Thank you. So it was very upsetting to see the way that the meeting started because Chairperson Carroll was not allowing participants to communicate freely.
You're not allowing people.
The chairperson was allowing members of her faction to speak freely, but was punishing people that she disagreed with. And I oppose the protector's motion for a bylaws amendment, which is being advanced by the protector's faction, including the chairperson. This bylaws amendment being proposed by the chairperson and her faction seeks to create self-designating boards. The runner-up system of the single transferable vote system will be eliminated if this bylaws amendment is approved. That will be an anti-democratic change to the bylaws. The proposed bylaw amendment is to change how a midterm vacancy on a local station board is filled. The current bylaws call for vacancies to be filled by the highest ranked candidate from the previous LSB election. The proposed bylaws amendment calls for vacancies to be elected by a secret ballot of a majority of the remaining delegates. I agree with the Rescue Pacifica LSB members. That's why I'm a candidate with Rescue Pacifica. And
shouldn't be speaking. I should not be speaking.
I disagree with the.
You are going to be. Names.
Point
you
of order.
Going to be dis-
it, this is
allowed.
Not being aired. This is not being aired. So it is his right to speak in the public comment because this is not being aired. The prohibition is being broadcast by air.
To mute themselves and continue recognizing.
Go ahead,
Phil.
Go ahead, Phil.
Phil, you've only got 5 more seconds.
Well, thank you. I disagree with not being able to name names. This should be publicized. This should be transparent. Listeners should be allowed to access this freely.
Your time is up. Thank you.
Point of information. I'm sorry to do this publicly.
Sure, you have a place for a point of information.
Darlene, go ahead. Ask your
actually,
question.
Maybe not. I mean, I don't know if anybody here can make the ruling, but I believe that candidate just disqualified himself.
Okay.
No, that's not true because the ruling is on the broadcasting.
You're not the person to speak.
Elizabeth,
Mara Rivera,
you're not the chair.
Mara Rivera is next.
I need to make a comment. I want to advise that at the beginning of public comments, I did say that candidates are allowed to speak. Any candidate can speak about their candidacy in this. It is not on the air, Darlene. It is not on the air. Any candidate may announce their candidacy if they wish to, if they are not a member of the board. If you're a member of the board, you can, we're not talking about candidacies. Okay, go ahead.
Mara is next. She's fallen off. I assume she still wants to talk.
Yeah. I do not support the proposed changes to the bylaws either. This is the third time that New Day KPFA protectors have attempted to change the bylaws. The existing bylaws were designed to give power to the listeners and staff and have so far worked to prevent takeovers, which is in the wake of which earlier they were designed to do. Pacifica is the only progressive leftist independent radio network in 5 major metropolitan areas and over 200 affiliates nationwide who take partial content from their local Pacifica station. We need to be cooperative, not competitive, and our strength is in unity. There is nothing wrong with supporting other stations. We, KPFA, do not have rental expenses for our building and our transmitter. WBAI has had huge rental fees. It has had serious governance problems, which it tried to gain help for in the past. But back then, KPFA directors supported that corrupt regime. And please, think of cooperation,
Mara,
competition.
Joan Simon, please.
Oh, hi. I'm a KPFA member, and I live in the South Bay area. I'd like to know why KPFA does not cover local events in the South Bay. Some examples, the South Bay area, Silicon Valley, has several companies that contract with the Department of Defense. South Bay activists held protests at companies such as Northrop Grumman, Google, and Meta. Regional Medical Center in San Jose, which serves many low-income people in East San Jose and is owned by the Hospital Corporation of America, said it would close its trauma center and its programs for stroke and special heart attacks. Recently, there was a public rally and a town hall meeting to protest these closures. Why does KPFA ignore the South Bay area?
Thank you. Carlos, you're next.
Okay, thank you much. I'm a KPFA member. I've been for many, many years. I just want to say I'm an engineer. I recently took all the last 10 years of audits from Pacifica, which are public. You can go to the Pacifica website and download them. I plotted the last 5 years that are posted, that is 2017 to 2021, and I encourage everybody to go do that. I plotted the bottom line of the audit, which is called net assets deficits. And I'm happy to share that with anybody because this is public information, like I said. And what you see in those charts is that we have a huge financial issue. KPFA is the only station that is on the positive. All the other stations are on the negative. And I'm talking most of the other stations, 2017 to 2021, are below $2 million negative. WBAI is over $8 million negative. At the end of 2021, the net assets for WBAI were minus $8 million plus. KPFA is the only station that has been on the positive to
Carlos, what is that?
And I think we need to address this issue or we will all sink, regardless of what we cover, what programs we do, we don't do.
Carlos, your time is up.
Thank you.
Stan, you're up.
Go ahead, Stan.
Yes, hi. I'm Stan Woods. I'm also a candidate for the local station board running with the Rescue Pacifica Caucus and Slate. And also in the past, 15 years ago, I guess it was now, I was also a member of the, on the station board, but also a member of the programming council, which is a democratic body with real decision-making powers that had management, but also staff members and listeners and board members. And recently, it reminded me how much we need that again. Okay. We're not supposed to name individual programmers. Okay. Fair enough. But two programmers in particular are in lockstep with the Pentagon on the war in the Ukraine in every way. And that, to me, that violates our mission. And I'm not saying the people who espouse that view should have any air coverage, but it should be in the context of the debates. And also people who strongly oppose the war in the Ukraine as well as the, I mean, they don't support the Russian invasion, but they want to see genuine peace talks, and they want the massive billions that go there to stop, as well as, of course, the war in Gaza, the slaughter in Gaza. KPFA has been quite a bit better on that, I will say, on opposing that war. They really don't belong in our airways to have a program. And we really should reestablish a program council so we can talk about who's on the air and who isn't. It isn't a matter of censorship. It's a matter, we already have NPR, we already have MSNBC. And KPFA should continue to be a left alternative. And hopefully people will check out our slate, Rescue Pacifica, and vote for us. Thank you.
Okay, we're now done with everybody who's spoken once, so yeah. Now we only go to 60 seconds, as I recall.
Yes.
Okay, Steve, you have spoken, correct, Steve?
Steve did speak, yes.
Good, so you get 60 seconds. Go, Steve.
Oh,
oh wait, yeah, you have to unmute. Steve, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, the last speaker kind of threw me. It sure sounded like he was advocating censorship, and I think I might not be stretching things to suggest that having another committee is a joke. Has anybody observed how these meetings are conducted and how respectful and efficient they are? It'll just be another food fight, only it's the programmer's food fight. So no, I don't think we need more governance. I think we need less governance, maybe fewer people. But until we learn how to respectfully address each other, let's show that we could do it once before we try to do it twice. And we haven't shown it that we could do it once. Thank you.
Okay, your time is up. Great. And Carlos, you're up. You got 60 seconds.
Thank you. I'd like to talk now about programming. I want to I'm with the KPFA Protectors group. I want to congratulate KPFA for the coverage of the Gaza disaster genocide. I am a member of Jewish Voice for Peace, and is one of the very few outlets that covers this war or genocide correctly. I also want to congratulate them for the coverage of the immigration issue. This is a major issue that the fascists are going to use against us. I'm an interpreter. I've been interpreting for the immigration service on the interviews they do at the border remotely. And I can tell you, these are heartbreaking stories of human beings on the edge, escaping from death, from the cartels, from the mafia, mostly from Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, and Mexico, mostly. I have done dozens of interviews, and if anybody wants to approach me and talk to me about this, I can dispel many of the lies that the Republican Party is going to throw out. I'm happy to participate in any forum or interview on the air on this issue because I have direct experience. Thank you.
Go ahead, Fred, who's next? I think Felipe has his hand up.
Mara and Felipe both have their hand up, and they've both spoken once before. Mara, you've already spoken once, but not twice, correct?
Yes, once.
Okay, you get 60 seconds.
Okay. So I just want to add to my commentary, we have an election coming up. Please vote for the Rescue Pacifica slate of candidates. Go to rescuepacifica.net. That's rescuepacifica.net and see our candidates and our 14-point program. We are for radical programming and democratic governance.
Thank you. Philip, you're next, or Philippe.
Hi, yes. I'd like to speak to the fact that this LSB, the protectors, voted down the emergency resolution on Palestine.
I saw the video online, and it was very disappointing to see that when there are major historical things that go on, we look back to the history and look for primary source documents that will show where people stood on these issues. And it's very disappointing that the KPFLSB voted that down. There were technical arguments made against why it shouldn't be done this way or that way, but the Protectors faction didn't propose an alternative way to get that resolution done. You know, and I would support other resolutions like reinstating the First Voice Apprenticeship Program, the Program Council. As a listener, I'm disappointed that we don't have a say as listeners. I've been listening since like the mid-80s, since I was a kid. There used to be a program called the Manager's Report to the Listeners, and all of those things are being taken away, and it's being returned to the self-selecting governance style like we had before the 1999 KPFA lockdown.
I'm up, sir.
Thank you.
Can I ask a question of the chair?
Go ahead, Fred.
I understand that we actually did pass a Gaza message, but it was a year ago, and it was very strong and very good. I know the PNB did as well. Am I wrong?
PNB did, Fred.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you're wrong, Fred. Yeah, you're okay. Wrong, Fred.
Thank you. Stan, you've got 60 seconds.
Right. Well, regarding the war in Gaza, one of the things that's been really significant in the last year is the role of the trade union movement in opposing that slaughter that's going on, calling for a permanent ceasefire and cutting off U.S. military aid. Next Saturday, July 27th, at International Longshore and Warehouse Union Local 6, actually my former local, on 99 Hagenberger Road, there's going to be a forum on labor and the struggle for justice for Palestinian people and against the war in Gaza. Several speakers from the International Longshore and Warehouse Union, present and past, will be speaking. Plus, it's open to public comment. That's going to be at 6 p.m. next Saturday, July 27th at IOW Local 699 Hagenberger Road in Oakland near the Oakland Airport. I urge people to check it out. Thank you.
Thank you, Stan. That is the final speaker. Everybody who's spoken has spoken once or twice, and I guess that this is the end of public comment.
Thank you. Okay, Darlene, are you ready? And other PNB members, are you ready for a PNB report? We do have an executive session scheduled for today. I don't know if we'll have time for that. Did you want us to try to... What is your preference, Darlene? I know you had some information that you were going to share. Darlene, you're muted.
Yes, I see. Thank you. I was going to do a general PNB report from the open sessions and also the NFC, the National Finance Committee, and I'm prepared to do that.
Please do.
Okay, and of course, there are three other PMB members elected from our LSB. So I'm not trying to say to the other members, you can't say anything. The big issue, the biggest immediate threatening issue is the FCC compliance issue. By the 7th of this month, all on-air people were to have gone through the training that was set up by our FCC lawyer who's previously been a member of the FCC, so that we can keep ourselves out of trouble. A big issue there is that Pacifica stations have shifted over the years out of the rules for non-commercial educational stations into what is allowed on commercial stations. And it's going to be hard to get ourselves to retrace those steps. So that is the reason for all those trainings. Now, what the FCC didn't know is that there are about 950 people in the five stations who go on the air. And because of their not understanding, they have given additional time for folks to go through the training and be tested and sign off. So we are, as has been mentioned several times, very much under the scrutiny of the FCC right now, and everything that we do correctly just gives us a little more breathing room. In the elections coming up, the National Election Supervisor did notify us that a sufficient number of nominees did sign up, did do all the paperwork properly in time, to be in, for the election to go on, doesn't have to be extended. And as a matter of fact, even for issues of, getting the sufficient number of candidates, no exemption was given. So we are on time and on track. The budgets for the many stations have now all gone through the National Finance Committee, and unfortunately those were last year's budgets, and they only, at the beginning, just a month or so ago, they only were completed, and the NFC has issued an understanding of what the timeline is for the budgetary process and who is responsible for what. That is the Finance Committee of an LSB. If an LSB has one, then the LSB approval, then the National Finance Committee approval, and then finally a vote. That's the only time the vote happens, of the National Board of the proposed budgets for all the stations. Every single LSB member has gotten that, including, I think, I don't know if I sent it very late last night or early this morning, a reminder that you have this timeline, and please make sure you understand what it's saying and what the LSB's responsibility is, and that there are, you can always call me or text me or email me for any questions about that timeline and procedure. I did have an interview with Antonio, our general manager, this week, and he knows what the timeline is. Our business manager knows what the timeline is. They are confident they are on their way with a proposed budget. The personnel committee has been meeting. The personnel committee has one stated assignment in the bylaws, which is to do an annual evaluation of the executive director, the head of the administrative side of Pacifica, and we have it scheduled to begin in August. Last year, for the first time in 21 years, we pulled it off, and we had to start in October then, but by the end of the year, we had done the PNB's evaluation of the executive director. Her contract was extended, not just renewed, but extended. A couple of features of what she can and cannot do were adjusted, and for the most part is working out really, really well for the PNB to have a fully empowered executive director, which, as the bylaws say, is the president of Pacifica, to have her empowered and be and shown the support she has of the national board. There are a couple of things I could only say in executive session, but the sale of the KPFK building. There actually is starting to be work of moving out and the new owners getting started on the repairs and renovations. However, the escrow is not yet completed. We are given updates at every meeting on where that stands. The buyers have been utterly and completely cooperative while we go through the, I guess you would say legal issues of getting liens that were put on the KPFK building over the years, getting those liens lifted. They are in process. One of them happens to be the U.S. government from the SBA, Small Business Administration. They move at the speed of a glacier. We have their agreement, but the getting the paperwork and the release done is taking, it feels like, eons. But we are proceeding successfully with the sale of the KPFK building, almost entirely. KPFK as a station has moved out and cleaned up and has started to operate out of its new temporary location, because I hope everybody knows when we move back into the building, when the buyers are done with all of the renovations, one of the renovations is they are building a studio for WPFK in their building and are giving 10 years of free rent to do so. So we're in a really good relationship. We just have to do all the bureaucracy. And that is my open session report from the PMB and the National Finance Committee as well. And actually in the Personnel Committee. So there you go. I'm a three for today.
Thank you, Darlene. Do you want me to give a report now, Carol? Or shall I ask Dawn if she wants to give a report?
I do.
Please go ahead, Donna.
Okay. Thank you, Darlene. That was a very good explanation of the current issues at the PNB. However, a point that has created a lot of conflict on the PNB is a potential bylaws change. And I think you may have seen a notice on the KPFA website about a 30-day notice for a vote by the LSBs regarding changing how positions will be filled by if someone resigned, the last runner-up would be asked to take over that position. And in this bylaws change, the LSB would make their own choice as to who they want to fill that position. The difference, the conflict comes regarding whether the LSB is violating the bylaws by not giving the membership a chance to vote on this issue, the entire membership of all the Pacifica stations. So I wish we were spending more time on issues.
Donna, thank you. We are at time. That amendment has been removed, postponed on the national level, so our board did not address that at this time. We are at 1 o'clock, so the meeting is adjourned. That's our time certain. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone, for coming. And we look
forward. I would make a motion to extend.
Yes, I second that motion.
The meeting
there's
is new business. Adjourned.
There's three motions that were presented.
Please end the meeting.
There should be a motion to extend.
I've spent an hour arguing.